An even more intricate negotiation continues between the United States and one of its closest allies. Some have questioned the loyalty of Saudi Arabia after investigators learned that most of the September 11 hijackers came from that country. Now the FBI is asking whether two of those hijackers indirectly received money from the wife of the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the U.S. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Saudi officials say Princess Haifa Al-Faisal regularly sent checks to Saudi citizens living in the U.S. to help with medical bills and other expenses. Some of that money ended up in the hands of Saudi residents of San Diego, who in turn provided assistance to two of the men who would later take part in the September 11th hijackings. Today, Saudi Arabian Foreign Affairs Advisor Adel Al-Jaber said on ABC that calling that a link between the Saudi government and Al-Qaeda terrorists is ridiculous.
This whole thing is preposterous. To think that Princess Haifa, whose father was murdered by a terrorist in 1995, who's a mother, who's a grandmother, would write checks to people who give it to terrorists is crazy.
The FBI says it investigated the link months ago and charged both men who received money with visa fraud. One of them was detained and eventually deported. The other left the country. The new allegations come from a joint congressional committee investigating the attacks of September 11th. Lawmakers on that committee drafted a report charging the FBI with not pursuing the leads aggressively enough. Jaber says the fact that the FBI released the men shows they couldn't find any connection between the Saudi government and the terrorists.
The FBI investigated this. The FBI let them go, and the FBI charged them with visa violations. Do you think for a moment that if these people had given money to terrorists, the FBI would have let them go?
Several lawmakers made the rounds of the Sunday talk shows to say it's not so much these specific allegations that are important, but a so-called series of failures by the Saudi government to assure its support for the U.S. war on terrorism. On ABC, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain said he doubts if the wife of the Saudi ambassador intentionally funded terrorists. But McCain says the Saudis have not moved to stop the flow of money from their government to Islamic fundamentalists.
They've got to stop this business of funding these radical Islamic organizations which are intent on destroying the West and the U.S.
And New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer on ABC urged the Bush administration to make clear where the Saudis stand.
The greatest weakness in the president's foreign policy is that he refuses to tell the Saudis, fess up, which side of the fence are you on?
President Bush returned to Washington today from 5 days in Eastern Europe. During that trip, Russian President Vladimir Putin also asked President Bush if Saudi Arabia was doing enough to fight terrorism. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.